Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello and welcome back to the For Him podcast. Guys, I'm trying to not be too repetitive in my greetings, so we've now transitioned from saying hi guys to hello. So it's getting real. And speaking of, let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about the power of prayer, which is the topic for today. I just want to start out by saying that prayer isn't just about asking God for things. It's also a powerful tool for connection, growth, and transformation. It's a really good way to be able to communicate with God and in that share our thoughts, our feelings, our hopes, and our struggles. And prayer life definitely looks different for everybody. To be an example of that, I want to share a little bit about mine, how it came to be, what it looks like now, the role that it plays in my life. So to start out, before I was Christian, I used to hear people say things like talking to God and hearing God. And I swear if you could see my thoughts, it would just be a text bubble above my head with question marks because that made little to no sense to me. But as I grew in my prayer life and became Christian and strengthened my relationship with God, I now realize that it's more of a spiritual communication and it involves energetic and intuitive exchanges with God. It's more so like feeling God's response as the Holy Spirit, or even feeling our own response and expressing the different things throughout prayer. And what I mean by feeling our own response in that is kind of like, you know, whenever you're deciding between two things and you ask somebody which one they prefer and they tell you, and then you don't feel good about their answer, so you know deep down that you really wanted the other one. I think that that happens a lot in prayer as you're bringing things to God and kind of deciding through something and trying to figure that out. And it's almost like you feel your heart being tugged in a certain direction in speaking about it. And so now when I think of God, quote unquote, speaking to us, to me, it's more of just a combination of both knowing his character and his law and his wishes for us, combined with a feeling in your heart and your gut and your mind that you just can't seem to shake. And although some claim to have before heard an audible voice, I have never, but I no longer doubt any capability of God after seeing what he's done in my life and the way that my life has transformed. I know that he is a man of miracles, and miracles are very real, and if anyone is to carry them out, it is him. And so things like this might sound crazy until you exist in them, and I definitely can speak to that. I think that prayer is one of many ways to be able to build a relationship with God. And for me, it's probably the most impactful way that I've been able to do so. When I first started praying, it was more prayers of, are you real? And that led to consistent prayer over time of, because you are real, XYZ. I think that it creates a lot of intimacy with God because prayer is both private and personalized. And you may be asking yourself, why does this even matter? Why do we want intimacy with God? And my answer to that would be that a relationship with God looks like any relationship in that it takes consistency, it takes openness, effort, and communication. And prayer is the vessel of that. It makes all of these things possible with God. It also brings a lot of peace and clarity when answers don't feel immediate, which is definitely a very real possibility that sometimes happens. But prayer life is not always about getting what we want. It's more so just being able to align our hearts with God's will and the help that comes just within that itself. There's a verse, Philippians 4, 6 through 7, that says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ. And I can testify to this. I know that since I've been following God, there has been this consistent peace of God in my life that I now possess, even through the struggles, through the pain, through the hardship. And it's honestly one of my most favorite gifts from Him. To dive a little bit deeper into prayer, I'm going to talk about what that looks like and the different forms of prayer, starting out with praise and worship. This is a way to thank God and express gratitude for the blessings that He has given you, which acknowledges His goodness. I like to say, thank God that I get to thank God, because seriously, the fact that I have been saved and implement prayer so much into my life now just has been so transformational. And in doing this, in praying prayers of praise and worship, we are able to both glorify God for who He is and what He does, as well as shift our own perspective and focus on the good in our lives. And then another form of prayer is prayer of confession, where we repent of our sins. And it's not necessarily about shame, but rather about reconciliation and healing. There's honestly nothing that's too bad to not bring before God. And to be real, He knows anyway, so you might as well. In doing this, we're able to open up our hearts for God to do work in them, and it helps us take a step towards Him and a step away from sin. I personally, when I pray prayers of repentance and confession, I also pray for a softened heart and that my desires change. And then another form of prayer is prayer of petition and intercession. And this is a way to ask for help, whether that's help for yourself or help for others. In doing this, you're able to strengthen your faith and show your love for others through a reliance on God. I personally say quick prayers in the midst of small struggles that really help me reframe my focus, whether I am getting worked up about something or reacting emotionally. I like to just take a second and, in a sense, take a deep breath by saying a prayer to God and asking for help in that. And then the last form of prayer that I'm going to talk about is listening prayers. And this is sometimes just being able to put yourself in a position to feel God pull on your heart. And it helps when you may not be able to articulate the words you want to say, but just inviting God to be in that space with you and feel what He has for you. In a sense, you're able to have this quiet space with God that leads to a more quiet mind. And I catch myself doing this a lot while I'm reflecting on His creation, whether that be sitting outside in nature or just surrounded by my people. But yeah, there's plenty of different ways to pray, and in that, there's no right way to pray. I feel like as long as you have some form of Dear God at the beginning and Amen at the end, you know how to pray, and that's all that it takes. I know that it can feel really intimidating, but whatever your words are the exact words that God wants to hear, because He knows your heart and He's ready to meet you wherever you are. You don't have to know exactly how to pray or feel like there's this guideline or rule book or whatever to prayer. I think that it's just about being willing to put a pause in your day, take time away from the busyness of life and the noise around you to really just focus and dial in on intentionally spending time with God. And because of this, there's not really a right time or place to do so. Like I said, God meets us exactly where we are, and wherever and whenever and for however long you are willing to speak with God and open up your heart to Him, He will be there in that. An example of this is when I'm driving around, I like to just shoot prayers at strangers. So if I pass somebody on the road, I will say a prayer for them. Or if I'm in a place and I see someone who I just feel like I should pray for, I say a quick little prayer in my head. Those prayers probably consist of a 10-second long sentence or two, maybe three at best. And there's still power in that. Whether your prayers are 10 minutes long or 10 seconds long, you can be met by God in that time and allow the Holy Spirit to move in you. Which sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Sometimes prayer doesn't feel so powerful. And I think in this, we just need to remember that God doesn't always answer us with a yes or a no. sometimes he answers with a wait, which maybe isn't what we want to hear, but I can promise you it's what's going to be best for you in that time, as everything will play out according to God's plan. And so trusting him in that and having faith is such a big part of the process. I think also keeping consistent is very important, because God doesn't just want us whenever we need him, or want us to say our prayer in a time of desperation or in a time of struggle. But like I said earlier, prayers of thanksgiving and gratitude are also so helpful, more than we would realize. And I think that to be able to be consistent, if that takes setting a reminder on your phone or praying at a certain time every day, or keeping a prayer journal or a list of things to pray about, just implementing some form of routine involving prayer can become very helpful and make prayer a good habit. And I think another big help in prayer is these verses in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. They're actually referred to as the Lord's Prayer, and it's an example that Jesus used when his disciples asked him how to pray. And it says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." And that's a lot of words that can mean a lot of nothing to you. It's very complex, but I would say that it is a way to approach God with reverence, to ask him for provision, to seek forgiveness, and to request protection. In this, we are able to emphasize his holiness and the importance of our humility, as well as the dependence on him and the importance of seeking his will above all else. And in all of this, I really just can't stress enough and want to highlight the fact that although our words might look different, when they're formed into prayer, they have so much power. And I think personally, as a psych student, I study psychology, and it has taught me so much about how our words have power and how they affect the way that we think and we feel, as they're able to like shape our emotions and our actions. And I find that there's a lot of similarity in this to how prayer works in Christianity, because we're using the power of our words to both talk to God and to shape our own hearts. The Bible even says in Proverbs 18:21 that the power of life and death is in the tongue, which means what we say really matters. And in psychology, it might be that words influence our thoughts and our feelings, but in prayer, it's that words produce our connection with God and a strengthened faith. So if you take nothing else from this, I pray that you take that there is so much power in prayer, as it is a huge step towards and for him.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.